All right, I'm talking with Natasha Perez, who's the co-star of Selena, the series. It just returned for season two on Netflix. And Natasha, what an iconic role to play Saldivar, the RN and president of Selena's fan club. And of course, I have a feeling by the end of the series, you're going to be one of the most loathed people in show business. People aren't going to like you very much. This is a tough role to play, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Gary. It was quite a challenge to portray it, and this part of the promotion of the show. But I have to say that I'm very humbled by the fact that people have been responding so well, because it seems like people are understanding. Like, I'm not her. I'm just an actor portraying a role, and the whole point of the existence of this role is just to let you know that, you know, unfortunately she ended Selena's life, but the show is about Selena, and the show is about showing the new generation that she was an amazing singer, that she was a super complete artist, that she was full of life, and her music and her the signs and everything that she was is still with us today.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces because it just so I saw the first episode and I was like, oh my gosh, what an amazing movie. But let me ask you, did you jump at this role or did you agonize over, oh, do I really want to be this person?
I did agonize a little bit, but okay, so here's how it came out. So at the beginning, I auditioned for the role of Suzette, who is Selena's sister and the drummer for her band, and actually happens to be in real life the executive producer of the show. But that didn't pan out. However, they did offer me the role, the opportunity to audition for Yolanda. And I was staying at my mom's place when I got the email with a picture. I believe the picture was her in court. So I just looked at my mom's closet. It was open. So I just was like, what? My mom has a vest that looks exactly like her vest. It was like a very specific vest that I had never seen my mom wear it. So I was like, okay. And I just found a shirt that was like a white shirt that was just like the one in the picture. I'm driving on my way to the audition, and I just so happened to have enough time, and I saw a wig store, and I stopped by a wig store, and there was this lady, I believe she was Korean, and I asked her, do you happen to have a wig? And I started describing, and she's like, no, I don't think we have that. And then I see a girl that she seemed to be Latina, and I asked her, it's like, look, I'm looking for something like this. Turns out that she was Mexican, and when she saw the picture, she's like, oh, Yolanda? She's like, wait a minute. And she went down the basement, and she found a wig just like it. And usually, we don't do that as actors. We don't, you know, we have sometimes like 6 auditions a day. You try to kind of like portray a little bit of what you're going to do, but you don't go full costume.
Right.
Especially the casting directors don't like it. It's like, hey, we have an imagination. We can imagine you in a costume. But this one is just like, I felt so like her that it was like, damn, like I have to. So I just showed up like that, and I rendered my audition like that, and at the end of it, they called me on a callback, and then they had me do it all sorts of different ways, and I ended up booking the role, and we shot the whole thing. And at the last day, Rico, the producer, he comes to me and he says, hey, I just wanted to let you know something, that we chose you from the beginning. The first time that we saw your audition, we saw over 3,000 people, and we always ended up circling back to you. It's like, nope, but it's her. Nope, but it's her. And it's like, and now that it's over, we're very happy that we chose you. I'm like, aww. So that broke my heart, and that melted my heart. And I'm very happy that I got to help tell the beautiful story of Selena's life.
It is a beautiful story. It's just being that person. I'm just reminded of an interview I saw with Jason Alexander when he talked about how his life was ruined after playing the bad guy in Pretty Woman. And I'm thinking, oh, you, Natasha, good luck. I mean, the world loved Selena, so good luck. But you've had an amazing career. If we can stop for a moment and talk about it, you've been acting since age 5, but you've had a radio career, you write, you do. It's amazing. How do you fit all that in such a young life?
Well, first of all, my first role was at the age of 9 months old.
What? Oh
my God. It was. Yes, I was in a baby formula commercial.
Oh my gosh. This is in your blood then.
So, So I just, you know, I have to say that I've been blessed because I have the support of my family, and I was surrounded by a very artistic family. That even though, you know, there's doctors and engineers and stuff in my family, both my parents were advertising, creative directors in advertising, but they were both artists. In themselves. So being a multifaceted artist was in the family because my parents were like that. And then my uncle and my aunt were also actors that were kind of like an SNL and MAD TV equivalent shows in Venezuela, which is where I'm from.
Got it.
And I grew up doing theater with them because they were directors of Teatro Los Cedros and La Campiña, like two known theaters over there. So that helped, certainly. So I was always brought up with the thing that, okay, you have school in the morning, but then you have to have activities in that after you're done with your homework. You have to do stuff. You have to learn sports. You have to dance. Like, you don't want to do just one thing.
Right.
So when I decided, like, I want to be an actress, my mom is like, okay, if that's what you want to do, perfect. But you need to have a real profession. Like, being an artist is not a profession. But she wanted me to have, like, a college education and to make sure that I had studies. And I'm like, utmost, like, I really appreciated that she did that. Because especially now, the fact that we have to be our producers and you know, just even to do an audition, you have to know, like, how to work with a computer, how to edit your audition, how to know how to do this thing. So it is important to have an education, and I'm very glad that they press on me and that they pass down that legacy.
That is an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing that. But you're an actress, you're a singer. Can we see and hear some of your other works anywhere? Where can we find you?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is that there's been a bit of a block when it comes to releasing my music publicly.
Uh-oh.
But the funny thing is that, in the form of an album, like, if you go to Spotify right now, you can hear, like, one of the songs, which is a collaboration that I did with a Colombian band called Palenque, and another song that I collaborated with another Costa Rican singer. So they're, like, both co-creation with these bands.
Mm-hmm.
But my songs... You can hear, like, one of my songs on Entourage. You can hear one of my songs on Sneaky Pete. You can hear some of my music in film and television shows, but so far, I haven't dropped the album because, like, the hard drive with the masters got, like, melted down. I mean, there's been stuff that has happened that I'm like, why? I think it wasn't the right time. But the album is about to be ready. And I actually thought that it was going to be ready by the time we were going to do this, but it wasn't. But I'm very happy to share, you know, Selena, the show with you. And once the album is out, I'm sure that a song will probably end up being dropped at the end of this month.
I look so forward to following your career down the road beyond this, because I just think your character in Selena, as I'm sure you know, it's going to take you to other places beyond this, and you'll have an amazing career ahead of you. So yeah, I wish I had more time, but it looks like our time is about wrapped up. So thank you so much. You're so much fun to talk with.
Thank you.